Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here on our as we kick off our 23rd year of the Small Business Advocate Show, celebrating our 22nd anniversary. And, folks, we started in November of 97, and only barely a month later, we met a guy named Wally Bach, and he's been an abiding supporter, as misguided as that may be, all this time. Couldn't do without him. He's taught us so much about so many things, and he's been a good friend all these years, and we're so glad he's part of our world. Wally Bach, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's been 23 years. I can remember when I thought I'd never lived to be 23.
Now I'm 22. It's been 22. Now you're 23rd. The show is coming up next month. That's coming up. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I'm glad you're here. Net Income, folks, that's one of his outstanding books. Cyber Power for Business is another one. Ruthless Focus is one he helped write. And so he's an expert, not only an expert on many things, but also on how to get your book out there. Wally, again, thank you for being here and for your abiding support. Like you say, when we began, I'm not even going to ask you what you thought after we had our first interview back in December of 97, but I'm pretty sure I outlived your expectations.
Yes, Jim, you have.
That's what we love about Wally, folks. He's ruthlessly honest. Hey, Wally, let's talk about how things have changed in the publishing industry. When you and I first met and we were first talking about stuff, we weren't really talking about books back in those days. We were talking about your book, but not the publishing of books in those days. And that was still back in the day when you almost had to have a publisher. Your book had to be anointed by a publisher, like a big house publishing company. Otherwise, Vanity Press.
Are you
thinking
of Vanity Publishing?
Yeah, Vanity Press.
Vanity Publishing. Yeah, yeah. It was really different. I mean, I know you were doing this stuff a long time ago. I still remember Bunches of Bananas.
'02. That was '02.
that was later. I mean, I did several publisher books before then. I did a couple of self-published small things. It was an entirely different world. Mm-hmm. And today, you know, you can, it's so easy to publish that people forget to do it right.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're right. So you're saying, I think that's a really good point, Wally. I hadn't thought about it. Because see, when we published a Small Business Is Like a Bunch of Bananas, I started working on that thing, putting it together in 01. And I decided to write the book and everything, and I told Ivana, I said, let's take a year and learn how to publish a book. Those are my exact words. Let's take a year, and we did that. Even though the book was ready, we edited it for a year. We looked into what it took, because we were gonna self publish, and then we founded a publishing company that year. But my point is, we didn't just shoot it out there. We took the time. And the good news is I had books like yours on my shelf to see how one should be published. What do you think?
That's true. I mean, you know, what you hear about a lot today is, no gatekeeper now can keep you from publishing. But, you know, Jim, you know this. People will take the easy way instead of the right way 90% of the time.
Well, that's if they don't know any better and they don't have any standards. I have to say, being on this sitting on this perch I have here, getting books in from people like you and others, I've been able. It did help me understand what the standards were. That helped me. I have to say that other people might not have that advantage. That was an advantage that I had. What do you think?
Well, an advantage that I had was that I worked with publishers. I did my first book in 1972.
Yeah.
And my editor was John Anderson. And John Anderson taught me not just how to write a book, how to write it, but he told me what happened in the book and why you did things in a certain order and a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still people out there that do it.
Oh, that's old school.
I mean,
right?
It is. I see
fundamental. I'm sorry, Wally. Fundamental too. You know, I remind people that fundamentals aren't old school or new school. Fundamentals are the school.
Ooh, good line. I think I'll steal that.
That's my next book. You can't have that one. I'm using it. Go ahead.
dang it. No, I mean, I had. You mentioned Cyber Power for Business, and you know, we got an award from Inc. Magazine for that. They called it a book every CEO should own.
Yeah.
And if you read it today, you think, well, everybody knows that, but this is 1996. But I had an editor there and then later at Van Nostrand named Noah Shackman. And Noah wouldn't let you get away with stuff.
Right.
I mean, you'd send him stuff, and he said, did you sleep through this? He'd read a little note in the margin. Did you sleep through this? No, I did not. I mean, I've been blessed with people like John and like Noah that really took it seriously and taught me to take it seriously.
I call those people my SOBs, and of which Wally folks is one of them. I've been blessed with Wally. No, my SOBs, your SOBs are one of the ones who love you enough to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I work with a lot of people, and we've turned out some good books. I've got a client named Terry Moore that wrote a book about building legacy wealth through apartment investing. You know, Terry revised some of his chapters 22 times.
Oh yeah,
When we were going through the process, we did.
Let me stop you. I'm going to let you come back to talk about Terry in a minute, but I want to wrap one thing up real quick, folks. It's an amazing time to be an author, unlike any other time in history, in my opinion. I think Wally would agree with that. But the ease of which you can be an author today does not give you license to not produce excellence, to not seek excellence, to not produce a quality book. The fundamentals are the fundamentals. Human beings still read books the same way they did. Do not abuse your reader. Make sure that you take the time to produce a quality book, even if you do it yourself. 20 after, I should say. Right back with Wally Bach. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.